Blog Talk Radio.
Military and military families have made over the years. case of the right, KD.
Yes, yes. Yes, yes.
Now, this week's show, let me get all rolling, it's called What Happened to Give and Take is Entitlement the New Thing. Gimme, gimme, gimme. But what are you giving in return? This is out of control, so who is to blame, men or women? This is one of those topics that your boy loves. Because I got issues, and I don't mind putting it out there. I'm like a book, you can just read me. I think this whole sense of entitlement thing is way out of control. And, you know, normally I'd be riding on the ladies, but I'm going to say there's some brothers, too, who done joined that camp. You know, this girl worked hard, and she decided to share what she got with you. And you got, you know, your swagger on or your sense of entitlement on because you say, well, I done made big payments. What exactly is big payment and coochie payments? Because I'm going to tell you something. I'm yet to meet the coochie that's lined with diamond and platinum and gold. So, where is the self of the sense of entitlement coming from? For real.
I don't know. Shakita, where is it coming from?
You know, it's just a couple of reasons. You know, it really just plays back to women having, at this point, the ability to go out and get jobs and being self-sufficient in the economy. Some women right now are making more money than men. And then you have, it's a lot of areas, and I don't know what to say. It's a lot when it comes to dealing with that, because some men feel like women should take care of them, and some women think that men should take care of them, so vice versa. Yeah, it's really a lot, and it's a lot of varying factors that play into all of that.
So
is it right or wrong?
So you don't think it started in childhood when your mama say, when you grow up, you get a good man, you get a good husband, so he can take care of you. You don't think the entitlement started then?
Some of it does. Some of it does. Some of it doesn't.
Oh, because I don't know. Because on the flip side of that, you know, parents don't tell little boys, like, when you grow up, you get a good, go marry and get a good woman so she can take care of you.
Yeah, yeah. That I'm going to jump on that. Hold that thought, K. Diddy, because we definitely going to talk about that one. I want to go back and say that even though I agree with both of y'all, I particularly don't put it all off on the women because, yeah, little girls are taught that. I put it squarely on the shoulders of the men. You know what I mean? I come from the world if you're treated the way you present yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And if that you come to the door, and Shakita, this ain't no disrespect because what I'm about to say, all women ain't this, just the way all men ain't the same thing. That's why I don't like when women just blurt out all men are dogs. Nah, last I checked, my name ain't no damn Bruno around this bitch. But anyway, men come through the door with their capes on because you're trying to impress women. You come flying through the door. I ain't going to say what the true expression is. I'm going to just say, we're going to call you Captain Save 'em. You know what I mean? Captain Save 'em comes flying through the door with his cape on. And then not only does she meet one Captain Save 'em, she meets two Captain Save 'em. Then she starts lumping all men into the same category because that's how brothers come flying through the door with their capes on. I'm a firm believer in earning your stripes. You know, like, when I hear somebody's been married for 20 years and they're getting a divorce and the wife wants half, in my book, she earned her stripes. She put in a 20-year tour duty with you when you probably didn't have much, and now that you have something, I think she's entitled to her percentage of that. I don't have a problem with that. That's the nature of life. She earned her stripes for that. Ain't no way in mother freaking hell I know you for a year and you entitled to half. You understand what I'm saying? You ain't even entitled to 25%, but I came flying through the door with my cape on.
Because I love you, and it ain't about money, and everything I got is yours.
What? That train up what?
I said, because I love you, and it ain't about money. And everything I got is yours because I'm deeper than that.
Oh, that's what it is, huh? Like I said, I blame the men. I'm one of those brothers you got to earn your keep, just the way a lot of brothers to flip it back the other way to show you that I'm an equal opportunity offender. I feel brothers should earn their stripes. I think women give brothers way too much credit when they're not deserving of said credit. Ain't no way in hell no Negro you met Monday who dropped some dick on you or whatever it is he put on you should be driving your car by Friday.
He had to go put some tires on it, dude. What's wrong with you?
Now, if he's going to put some tires on it, that's cool. He's earning
his
keep.
This shit was ball.
He hands over the keep. You know, if you're going out to look for a job, you know the brother down and out, and you're learning the key to go look for a job, hell yeah, hold that brother. And I don't even like to say hold him, you know, we done got caught up in this hold him down. Now, hold him down means what it means to hold somebody down. Hold that brother up if he's going through a little bit of rough time. But a lot of you women, I'm going to switch off the brothers for a minute, a lot of you women, because you're so are overwhelmed by loneliness or whatever it is you think that you're going through, meet a brother Monday, and by Friday you want your kids to call him daddy.
Hey, man, I don't know, man. I think it's more lonely dudes out there than it's lonely women.
Nah. Because statistically that wouldn't be possible because women outnumber us, I think, what, 4-1 now, 5-1, or 4-point-something or the other?
Yeah.
That's true.
So,
that's true. But a woman to go get another woman quicker than a man to go get another man.
I don't know about that. Not in Georgia.
Put it out there, Kennedy. Put it out there, big
man. I'm just trying to find out because I'm confused, you know, because, see, for me, my attitude is, you know, men have forgotten how to be men, thus women have forgotten how to be women. But going back to your statistical thing, you're right in terms of the numbers. But also, women to go get another woman quicker than a man to go get another man. So
I think that depends on location. I disagree with you on that.
Well, do it globally and look at the numbers. It's still going to be the same.
I disagree with that.
Oh, okay. Well, damn, boy, if your take on it, boy, if your take on it is right, Shakita, I'm really scared then, shit, because homophobic as I am, that means everybody I talk
to,
including the mailman,
might
be gay.
I'm going to have to pull some statistics on it, but, yeah, I think it's the other way around.
Oh,
think,
no, maybe,
yeah.
Maybe in ATL, but I didn't say that. But I don't
know. I know, right?
Yeah.
I'm not
homophobic or anything like that, but I've met guys, this is going way somewhere else, but I've met guys that were actually, I use this one guy for example, I knew he was gay or whatever, but he was, I don't know, so pretty to him that he wanted to pretend like he wasn't, and I was like, okay, listen. So I would throw little stuff out there and, you know, and say, hey, don't that guy look cute? Because I already knew, you know, that he was going that way. But, you know, sometimes I guess, you know, you get kind of confused. You know, you want to become straight when you when
well,
you
that
see that.
Well, that sounds like that movie, Bait Car. You just setting the dude up. You knew he had gay tendencies, but you just putting him out there. So
I'm
just
sorry.
I
got a lot of gay friends. I mean, all my guy gay friends, they love me.
I got a simple philosophy on that. You know what I mean? For those who don't know, we just got it done, got it, getting it together. The new revised version of Playerology, where your boy, we dropping this book again. And in there, I tell download brothers, and I don't not download brothers. A brother and a sister is entitled, whatever to be, whatever you want to be on this planet for your short amount of time here. Tony ain't homophobic. I ain't homo nothing. And then, hell, I'm scared to say I'm homo sapien, but whatever. I'm homo sapien. I'm a dude. Download brothers, it ain't fair to women for y'all to do what y'all do, man. She got with you to be with you. She need to get with you to be with you and your dude. You understand what I'm saying? Also, real shit.
It ain't even fair to your homeboys. Keep it real, T, because I don't want to be standing up taking a piss next to you and you stand up there looking at my shit talking about ooh-wee.
You know you're wrong. You're shocked. First of all, I want to put the public disclaimer out there that the opinions of Kay Diddy, sure, let me, because, you know, he sent me a long text this morning about pronouncing his name right. Sir K. Diddy Esquire, the Elixir of Love, which I still don't know what that's all about. His opinion does not reflect the opinion of everybody on Can a Player Play.
I don't know. You might need to think. Now, wait. Hold up. You might need to think about that. Now you go to the rest of you like you normally do. Your homeboy come in there, and it ain't no big thing because you both boys, you both men. You know what I'm saying? But you stand there taking a lick, and he's sitting over there smacking his lips and licking his lips and shit. Now, you're going to tell me, you're going to tell me that you would not have a problem with that?
First of all, my homegirl should know me well enough to know that my big ass would probably knock him.
Shaquita, can we get an answer out of him? That's a yes or no. Would you or would you not have a problem with that?
I would have a problem with that.
Now, if you know this download brother is gay, you're going to go in the bathroom before him or after him, not with him. Now, you sitting up there, you can't tell me you would not have a problem with that.
Can I ask you a question now?
Yes, you can, sir.
Thank you so kindly for giving me the floor, my esteemed colleagues.
You're welcome.
I have gay friends, and if I went into the bathroom to use the bathroom and it's a public restroom and they got a piss and I got a piss, no, I'm not going to wait because, A, my friends already know me well enough to know that if you get out of line, you'll probably wake up looking at the ceiling, first of all. Secondly, I ain't going to knock my dude because he's gay. Now, if he's over there licking on his lips, yes, I agree with you, sir, that he is going to get a reaction from me. But if you are truly my friend, you should already know. Keep that shit in check. Tony ain't wrapped up too tightly. You understand what I'm saying? So, no, I ain't going to wait to piss because he needs to piss. It's a public restroom. Take your ass over there and piss. And I will piss, too. Keep your eyes where they're supposed to be. Everybody knows the restroom etiquette. We don't peep over. You don't look over. Your head stays straight ahead, homie.
Okay, well, don't change my scenario. The scenario I gave you was in regards straight out into a down low brother that you don't know that's down low, and when you found out about it, the reason he's standing there looking at you. That was the scenario. Not somebody that know how you swing and all that other stuff. No. So we're going to keep it in perspective, bro. But you answered me, though.
I would have an issue with that, sir. Yes, sir.
I know you doggone well you would. I know you would. Thank you. I know you would. That was the scenario, because I would. But on the other hand, like I stated, had you known in advance that's how the brother rolled, then you would make a whole other decision based on your knowledge.
Yeah, absolutely, sir. Absolutely. Now, Shaquita, when you're talking about she'd agree, what, you'd have a problem with your homegirl licking her lips, Shaquita?
I would, because I don't go that way, and I never have. And, you know, I would definitely have a problem with that. I wouldn't think that's cute. Knowing, even though I'm secure with my sexuality and everything like that, I don't partake in that type of environment for her to feel that she could do that around me, regardless of what her choices are, you know, and her mates or whatever. I don't make anyone feel comfortable to feel that they can do that those things around me. You know, so I never really had a problem with that. I only had a couple of girls try to hit on me in my life. I never really had a real issue with that. But I don't give off the type of aura to, you know, for you to think that I would cross over the other side. So.
Okay. And we're going to keep it rolling right along here. Kind of play a play in the house. You know what we built in here. Your boy, Pretty Tone. K. Dibble, Miss Shaquita Winfrey. You know, we on here every Sunday. We come through 2:30. We're talking about life. Today we're talking about this whole sense of entitlement thing. You know what I mean? Now, I'm a brother who firmly believes in feminine generosity. Don't get me wrong. That's your boy Pretty Tony preaches on that all the time. Ain't no way in hell for Valentine's Day you expect a diamond bracelet from me. and you want to bring me a damn $9 Walmart tie, I'm giving it back to you, homie. Because that's the kind of brother Pretty Tony is. I believe in equality, and women have worked hard for equality.
When I come home, I want my dinner ready. I don't want to wait.
You know what I mean? As long as you're willing to do the same thing in return.
I'm not cooking dinner.
You know what I mean? Well, a brother like me, if I expect you to cook me dinner and I know my black ass can't cook, I'm going to make sure I call you and get your favorite meal and bring it home and have it on the table for you. I may not cook it because your boy ain't getting down like that, but I'm going to go get your favorite meal because it's a very simple principle. I call it the Al Green principle. Be good to me, and I will be good to you. So I believe in a woman being generous to me. Of course I do.
And it doesn't always have to be monetary. And people don't understand, entitlement issues could be anything. It doesn't have to be a form of money or gifts or anything like that. It could be a form of love and giving and sharing. You know, most guys are more
Absolutely.
Physical. Most guys are more physical, and women are more emotional. You know, and the tangible difference is there is that women want to feel loved. They want to be held. They want to, you know, they want to feel like a woman. You know, and there's a lot of women out here that's having to play both roles. They're very masculine. They're very dominant. They have to play mother and dad. So, you know, a lot of women want to feel like a woman. And, you know, and they will give a lot, you know. And it doesn't have to be money. It don't have to always be money. Well, it shouldn't be money all the time.
But that's where it gets really rough for a man because, see, we think exactly the opposite. Because when our end ain't right and we doing bad and we grinding, we ain't thinking about hugging nothing.
Yeah.
And I know that's a flaw in our character. And as we get older, we tend to try to work on that and try to find balance. I think that's the operative word here. You seek balance because one empowers the other or one can cancel out the other. But a lot of guys, you know, when they're trying to find their way and they're trying to eat to take care of their families, that's the last thing they be thinking about is hugging somebody.
Yeah.
They may think about knocking somebody out, but they ain't thinking about hugging nobody.
And that's real. And I got to be honest, that's a major flaw that I personally have. You understand what I'm saying? When I'm grinding, when the focus is on getting things done, when the focus is on, you know what I mean, getting where a brother needs to be, all else falls to the side. And it's a pity it has to be that way, but it's by, I suppose it's a social design, whereas we get to doing that. And your woman is probably used to something else, or your mate, be it male or female, is probably used to something else. But, you know, this whole sense of entitlement that we got and all these things like, oh, I'm supposed to this, or I'm supposed to that, or I'm supposed to the other, is really for the bird, man. It truly is. What do I truly owe you at the end of the day is the question. And I suppose when I brought the topic up, it was mostly on the monetary tip. But, you know, Shakita just reminded us that there are other things going on, too. There might be emotional entitlement. You know, sometimes you might have a void too big, no matter how much love and trust that somebody pours into that void. It may not make a hill of beans with the next person because you think you're entitled because you was, we all like to say, we didn't get enough from this person, or we didn't get enough back when, or we didn't get enough in that moment, so now I want it all.
Well, that's some of that is unreal expectations, really. I mean, because people do have a tendency to expect one person to act a certain way or reciprocate or respond a certain way, and when that does not happen, then they're disappointed. But that also goes to that sense of what they feel that they're entitled to. They feel like they're entitled for you to do this or do that because of something they may have done. And that's based on their value system.
Right, and what they're looking for. Let me tell you something that's really, really interesting. If you have a woman that makes more than her man, but the man still wants to be the head of a household, it's really kind of difficult. I've seen several relationships where the woman is the baller in the relationship, or she makes the most money, And the guy still wants to put his foot down. He still says, you know, this is what we need to do, and you know, but he's not making the kind of money. And then the woman sometimes take on this physical manly demeanor, mentally manly demeanor in terms of, you know, hey, you ain't making no money. You can't tell me what to do. You ain't got no input in none of what's going on here because I'm the one that's paying the bills. I've noticed that a lot of people, a lot of women that I know that are making more money than their spouses, their mates, that this is always what happens. And then the men, they feel so bad and they feel so unwanted. They feel like, you know what, I'd rather go cheap than to deal with this, you know?
Oh,
I'd rather go find someone else who ain't making the kind of money she's making because she's treating me like crap.
I thought they went to jail. Because seeing like the scenario you painted, I mean, the woman obviously couldn't love the dude because the man is still the man regardless, you know what
right.
I'm saying? So if she's going to come at him like that, then that puts him in a position, well, I'm going to be disrespected because this woman I love is making more money, or am I going to bounce, or am I going to grab my balls and put her in her place? And if you do that with her attitude, he's subjected to have some domestic violence issues.
Yeah.
You know, that puts them both in a bad situation. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and we see that all the time. We see that all the time. A woman makes more money than a dude. All of a sudden, you know, she talks down to him. And, you know, she forgets a lot of times that this is the same dude that is expected to take care of the family all the time. And he don't get an extra pat on the head for that. So
right.
Now that you're stepping up because I'm down for this little season, now you got to talk to me like I'm some little punk or something. And, you know what I'm saying, loud talk to me in front of my friends. And this all crazy. And I just supposed to take that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
now, hold on. Let's be fair.
Huh?
You know what I mean, because, you know, we about being fair. You know, also, we got to make sure we talk about the brothers who do the same damn thing.
Well,
the brothers do. They do.
I also see a lot of men that purposely go out to seek women that's in those type of situations or have self-esteem issues because they feel like because they have money and they can afford to do something, it really gives them power or, here's that word, a sense of entitlement. They're entitled to do certain things because they're able to do this or that for that woman. And from the woman's perspective, she's in a needy situation. So she receives it because she needs it, but she also despises the way that it comes.
Mm.
Yes.
Huh.
Yes, indeed. You understand what I'm saying? And that's something I suppose at some point we all need to work on because nobody's above reproach.
Yeah.
Nobody's above reproach, you know. So for those just tuning in, welcome to the show, Can a Player Play? You know, we're glad to have you. To my folks in the chat room, I see you. Welcome to the show. To my folks on Twitter, you know, you can holler at me on Twitter too. SELASSIESON. Selassie, son. SELASSIESON. You got something you want to say, throw it at us on Twitter. We, you know, we talk back. We definitely do. We're going to take a quick little musical break right here. We'll be back with the lovely Miss Shaquita Winfrey. And I'm getting tired of saying this whole title, man. You're going to have to do some breaking down or something. But anyway, for today, Sir K. Diddy, Esquire, the Elixir of Love. We'll be back, y'all.
Sometimes gotta go.
You will never know if you could ever be. If you never try, you will never see. Stay in Africa, we ain't never leave. So one don't play, and I hate to read. One no slave ship, one no misery. Call me crazy, or isn't he? See, I fell asleep, and I had a dream. It was
all black
everything.
And we ain't get exploited. White man ain't fearing, so he did not destroy it. We ain't work for free, see, they had to employ.
enjoy it. Built it up together so we equally appointed. First 400 years, see, we actually enjoyed it. Constitution written by W.E.B. Du Bois. When no reconstruction, civil war got avoided. Little black Sambo grows up to be a lawyer. Extra, extra on the newsstand. Black woman voted head of Ku Klux Klan. Malcolm Little dies as an old man. Martin Luther King read the eulogy for Ham. Followed by Bill O'Reilly, who read from the Koran. President Bush sends condolences from Iran. Where Fox News reports lie that Ahmadinejad died when Mandela Peace Prize.
You never know what you could ever be if you never strive. You'll never see Satan Africa. We ain't never leave. So the one no slave in the history. One no slave ship or no misery. Call me crazy.
Keeping it real's not an understood concept. Yeah, complexion's not a contest. Cause racism has no context. Hip hop ain't got a section called conscious. Everybody rapping like crack never happened. Crips never occurred, no blood to attack then. Matter of fact, no hood to attack in. Somalia's a great place to relax in. Fred Astaire was the first to do a backspin. The Rat Pack was a cool group of black men that inspired five white guys called the Jackson. Eminem fitted in, but then again, he inspired a black rapper trying to mimic him. And that's really rose up out of Michigan, a sign of white rapper by the name of Fidget Spin.
You will never know what you could ever be. If you never try, you will never see. Satan Africa, we ain't never leave. So the one don't slave, and I have to read. One don't slave ship, one no misery. Call me crazy, or isn't he? See, I fell asleep, and I had a dream. It was all black.
And I know it's just a fantasy. I cordially invite you to ask, why can't it be? Now we can't do nothing about the past, but we can do something about the future that we have. We can make it fast or we can make it last. Every woman queen and every man a king. And when those color lines come, we can't see between. We just close our eyes till it's all black, everything.
You will never know what you can ever be. If you never try, you will never see. Satan Africa, we ain't never leave. So one no slave, and I have to read. One no slave ship, one no misery. Call me crazy, or isn't he? See, I fell asleep, and I had a dream. It was all black, everything.
I know how that can get. I can promise you this will be your last trip on a ship they call love boats. No hoax, I ain't playing you. This message I'm relaying to you. I ain't looking for a playgirl, a body I can play with. I'm looking for a good girl, somebody I can stay with. Are you speaking my language? To play with feelings is dangerous. Believe me, girl, I know I've been a player for ages. You I won't play with, girl, you are the greatest. You can call it brave, but saving you was courageous. I'm loving your look with fragrance and from your ex-man. I'm feeling a lot of hatred, cause I'm the next man, I ain't tripping. I can make him a victim of the heinous crime. Still staying this time, my blow is mine. With the crummy nine, and it's solar fly. And I'm solar fly, that's
fly. Ain't gotta be up there with a G5. I like your style and your feeling, my swag. I'm trying to get into, but you act like you not ready for a man to come and do you right. I deserve. Trying to get at you, but you act like you not ready for a man to come and do you right. I deserve a body, you deserve a quiet in life, girl. So baby, come with me, let me show you things you never seen. You never seen. You never seen. You never seen. Oh.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back to the show. Your boy, Pretty Tony, along with the lovely Miss Shakita Winfrey and, of course, Kate Dizzle.
I need to do a PSA right here, man. Clarabelle, if you're listening, just because you got that elusive snapping thing, you can't have the ranch, the cows, and my chicken. You just ain't entitled to that. You just ain't entitled to that, boo. We only known you, for 8 hours. You just ain't entitled.
Once again, Clarabelle,
bring my car back.
You let her drive it.
Something wrong with that boy, y'all. I'll be the first to say
it. It must have been good for you to let her drive your car after 8 hours, huh?
She left the 12 kids, too.
She must have some special skills. What was she working with?
She left the 12 kids, too.
Oh, Lord.
Something wrong with that boy, I swear to y'all. Welcome back to the show. Today's show, whatever happened to give and take and the whole sense of entitlement that's going on around here. You know, you meet somebody, they just think they're entitled to something, or they want something, or they need something from you. And it's become like an epidemic now, you know, if you can't do this. And I understand in some of the cases, it's even a defense mechanism because, you know, you've dated a couple losers and you're like, well, you know what, enough with all that. I done dealt with enough broke-ass folks. Now I need somebody who is about something. Whether broke, as Shakita said, it may not even be financially. They could have been emotionally broke because these are things nobody ever really taught us about, is that sometimes you meet a person and they're emotionally broke.
Yeah.
They have nothing to give you emotionally. They're just empty on the inside.
They're very empty and lost. And then, too, and just to add something to this, you know, for the females, you know, for the females, I have to be honest about this. You can't expect a guy and want a guy who got a Bentley and has all these fine cars, got a lot of money, and playing professional sports when you sitting around here driving on motor. You riding on motor. You can't expect that because at the end of the day, he's going to want someone that can equivalent and equate to him equally yoked. You can't expect this guy to have, girl, I need a man that could do this and he could do that and he can't be broke, he got to be educated. Well, what do you expect him to think? You think he's not going to want the same things from a woman?
Now, you know you just lost 95% of your fans.
I'm sorry, but I just got to be honest. I mean, it is what it is. I got to be honest. I have to be honest.
Because they don't think they need to bring nothing to the table but coochie.
But it has to be more than that. It has to, and this goes for guys too. Just because you finally got something that's, you know, you well endowed or whatever, that doesn't
mean. No. Don't be politically correct. Say your thing. What you reason and stuff for? What? We don't supposed to what don't know and die mean. Stop using them big words.
Well, just because a guy is well endowed, I'm not going to say, you know, just because he's well endowed, it's the same scenario. You can't feel that you can just go around and sleep with all these women who are emotionally corrupt, you know, and you think that you can just get money from them. It goes both ways. It's the guys out here that, because they're well endowed and they know how to, you know, do it up in the bedroom, they go around here and look for emotionally corrupt women or unstable women that, you know, that it could be a single woman with a lot of kids. It could be a woman who's been in a domestic violence situation, has been used to abuse. It could be a woman who has low self-esteem and has been promiscuous out the years. And then these guys really target some of these type women, and then they just take the money. They just move right on in with their duffel bag.
I see we're back to the duffel bag. Oh, I see we're back to the duffel bag. You know what? I'm going to play devil's advocate because a lot of times the fellas don't have nobody to play devil's advocate because what has happened is the fellas have caught up with the game that women have been playing for a long time. Let's be on some real shit around here. Women have been making a killing off their talents for a long, long time. So a brother has decided that since I'm slinging, you know, she being all politically correct, my brother slinging wood, why shouldn't he be compensated for slinging the wood?
Well, that was just the same thing she was just saying a few minutes ago. What's wrong with them feeling like they should be compensated because they got that way out super snapper thing?
Like I said earlier, I ain't met the coochie that got platinum, diamond, gold, or anything of that value.
Well, what happens
I'm
when they feel
real.
Like yours ain't platinum and gold and all that either?
You know what I mean? Of course it's not. You never fool yourself because the game is much deeper than that. The game is much deeper than that, even for the brothers. I tell the sisters the same thing. I have a dear friend of mine, TNA, who always says she ain't met the dick made out of gold yet. You understand what I'm saying? We all got to identify, all of us have voids in our life. Now, being who I am, and even though I'm saying these wonderful things, I don't knock nobody's hustle. And if you come through the gate and that's what you're about, the only thing I say is you put it out there. You just put it out there. Look, ain't no love jumping off around here. I'm going to just give you what you need and you compensate me. You
and
don't you hate it when
you're on the phone with someone you just met, and sometimes they say, well, you know, I got it going on in the bedroom. I can do this and I can do that. I can turn flips. I can suck you inside out. Don't you hate when you have those conversations with somebody you just met? And that's really a turnoff. I mean, and this is an old saying that I used to have back in the day. Every guy in this planet, unless something's wrong with him, has a penis. Every woman on this planet, if something is not wrong with her, has a vagina. So it's not that serious. You're not the only person that has a penis that know how to use it. You know, and it's sad that when you meet some of these people, they put that out there, well, I got this and I could do this to you. I'm pretty sure you and a couple other women can too.
You know what, Shakita? I don't like your tone of conversation right now. Are you trying to suggest I ain't Superman? Because that's what I'm picking up off of you.
No,
you know.
she's just saying before she got with you, there's like 750 other guys before you.
No, I didn't.
So you agree that I ain't Superman is what you're saying. It's what you over there co-signing is what you're saying, right?
Yeah, I'm I'm just agreeing with Shakita that you wasn't the only one that had one. It was a whole bunch of them before you.
You know what? Y'all being disrespectful to all the wood slinging brothers out there in this world, all the axe men.
Nah, man. All I got to say is that they need to talk to their woman, though. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. Because she might know more than they think she do.
No, okay. Absolutely. Absolutely. What about this? Do you think, and this is a very interesting question, they've done a study on this, do you think that when a man pays for an expensive date, that he's entitled to sex?
Wow. Okay. I love when curveballs just get thrown out into the left, out of left field on a brother.
Oh, I'm sure you ask, is that for the general public? Because if you're asking me, I'm going to tell you, I think I want whatever it is that I want. Because I'm just that kind of guy.
If you took a woman out and you might have spent a couple hundred dollars on the meal, do you think that you're entitled to sex more than if you went and took her out to eat and you guys went Dutch and you split the ticket? Do you think at this point, is it a cost on the meal for you to feel that you're entitled for sex?
I'm entitled to something.
Okay.
I mean,
that's why I don't do that.
I mean,
you got to be on a certain status.
We can go to Jack in the Box and get six tacos.
And if you say no,
I won't be mad.
But why would you? I mean, this is outside of the Jack in the Box. I mean, what if you opted? Okay, she's very beautiful. She's intelligent. She has the beauty that you're looking for, and you want to take her somewhere really nice and exquisite, opposed to a Jack in the Box. But because you offered to pay for this expensive meal, does that entitle you for sex?
Well, in that particular situation,
in
that situation, the guy is obviously willing to put a down payment on it, and that's what that represents.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where I was going with that. You see, you didn't add all that in there, Shakita. You was trying to dummy yourself, Shakita. You know what I mean? You didn't put it in the necessary info. If she wifey material, of course she wants that down payment. You're like, nah, we good. Because that's wifey material. And you're like, yeah, you know what I mean? She got something to her. So a brother making a down payment on the future. But if you talking about Shanae-Nae with the big booty, or whatever, you know what I mean? A brother ain't spending no couple hundred dollars at the end of the night. I got to drop you back off for nothing.
And if he do, it's because the contract's been consummated prior to that, and he going to know he finna knock some boots when he spend that $200 on a dinner and a movie.
Okay.
Thank you. But if she got the qualities of some real ish, if this young lady possesses certain qualities that you hold dear in a woman as somebody that you could see yourself being with, nah, brother wouldn't expect nothing in return except her company on another date at another time. And somebody such as myself, with the player blood running through me, I'd be like, you know what, next time it's your treat, but you ain't got to do what I did. You can just take me to Applebee's because I just want to see you.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
That's so nice. Oh.
What happens if she just wants to cook you a home cooked meal and don't even want to spend no money?
I will take that too. She can cook me a meal because she. And you see, that's something, fellas, out of the book of playology, because a lot of you cats out here playing these games are trying to play the game and don't know the rules to the game. You can't treat everybody the same because everybody is not the same. You can't treat somebody who has all the qualities and attributes the same as you would treat somebody that you're just trying to hit tonight on some real ish. You can't have the same conversations with them. You got to know how to separate the two. What is it, before you get into the game, you look at this person and you're like, okay, what is it about you? You know what I mean? Do I just like the way that ass was moving on the dance floor? Or do I've had a conversation with you, or your personality tells me, wow, this is somebody I could be around for a minute, because I don't care who you are. There's a certain type of woman that you like. You know what? I like some of the qualities about her. Even if you're just sitting in the booth next to her and heard her talking to a friend, but her conversation was such, you're like, wow, that's wifey material right there. You ain't even seen her body yet, but her conversation moves you. And you're like, yeah, I got to get to know that. You step to her on a whole different level than you would go step to Destiny the stripper. You can't have the same conversation as both of them.
Who is Destiny the stripper? Do we know Destiny the stripper?
I don't know, man. Tony be holding out, so I ain't seen Destiny yet.
Let's just see that I changed names to protect the innocent.
A lot of you cats
out there, yeah. Always remember you can't find love in a strip club. You know, once again, going back to the book that's about to come out, Playology, I just wrote in there where I said, fellas, you're not dating a woman if every time you see her, she in a strip club. Y'all are not dating. That's called feeding a fool fantasy.
It's a business. When you go to the strip club, those women are working. It's a business.
It's a business. And
he's investing in her college education.
Yeah, that's a business. And she's going to treat you and every other guy that walks in that door exactly the same in most cases, because she has a motive at the end of the day to walk out with a certain amount of money. So
there you go. And sometimes, even if a businesswoman, and Shakita, thank you for clearing that up, because a lot of you brothers, once again, who claiming this and claiming that, y'all ain't been through the ropes to understand the true nature of this whole game. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all need to know the rules. Those are businesswomen in there.
You know what's stopping
me?
You know
what's
stopping
me?
From going to strip clubs? I asked several women, I said, what could I say to you that you haven't heard before? And the answer was always the same. They always told me nothing. So with that answer, I chose to remove myself, because I was no different from anybody else at that point. I couldn't say anything to them that they hadn't heard before.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
But at the same time, speaking on these young ladies who, a lot of them over the years have been dear friends of mine, if your conversation comes from a whole different direction, every once in a while you can find somebody who actually has a personality. You know what I mean? But if you go and, you know, and I'm not going to put you out there, dog, I'm going to just call you Kenny. My man Kenny, who I met before, who thought he was engaged to a young lady that he gave a ring to in the strip club, but the only time he saw her is when he saw her at the strip club. My brother, you're not engaged.
Oh, wow.
That's called feeding a fool fantasy.
That's very interesting.
Man, homeboy was just a voyeur and didn't have no problem with everybody else seeing his woman's butt.
And ain't nothing wrong with that, because at the end of the day, if it's kept on a certain level, none of that really matters. As we have established, it, they're businesswomen. But anyway, we're strange. You know what I mean? I love this. I love the banter that we have going all over the place. Everybody that's joined us, we're down to the last 7 minutes of the show. And, you know, we were just discussing businesswomen. But we're talking about a sense of entitlement that so many of us have in this day and age. Where does it come from? Is it from childhood? You know what I mean? Where young ladies are told, you know, when you get older, find a man with a good job to take care of you. Boys ain't told the same thing. I remember my mama told my year, make sure you find a good woman to take care of you. You know, she might have told me.
Most times guys, they want someone. I mean, in most cases, I'm not really sure because I'm not a guy, but I'm just going by just experience and, you know, having friends or whatever. A lot of guys want women that replicate their mothers, that nurturing experience. All mothers are not the same. So, but for the most part, she was a good mother, good great mom. She cooked, she cleaned, she took care of the household. You know, a lot of women might, you know, when they go to college, you know, they even say about the races, like, you know, white women and other nationalities of women, they go to school to get married, and black women go to school to be independent. So, and that's always been a topic over the years. But nevertheless, guys want.
Hold on, Shakita.
Yes.
Say that again, because that's not, you know what, that's a conversation right there for next week, Shakita.
it's been said that women of other nationalities, including white, they go to school to get married. When they become a nurse, they want to marry a doctor or what have you. And African-American women, they go to school to become independent. So there you have it. So a lot of African-American women, we're at our independent stage, and we want to have, we ain't really concerned. Well, some of us are concerned with marriage, but, you know, we want to make our own money. We want to become independent.
Shakira, you know what I like about you? You find a politically correct way to say that you're a player. You know, you go all around and talking about, no, I'm good. I don't need nobody, this and that. You just go all around the world. You just come out and say you're a player.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's that entrepreneurial spirit.
but let's hear her say it. Am I incorrect or am I correct?
Personally speaking of me, am I a player?
Yeah. You just do you.
I'm not a player.
Okay.
I'm not a player. I'm not a player.
Okay.
I'm not a player. I
don't see you sitting on the bench.
Well, you know what? I've had my episodes. You know, I'm settled down now. So, but I've had my episodes. But I'm not a player.
Okay.
It comes to a certain time in life when you want certain things. The same, I'm 35 now. I want things now different than what the things that I wanted when I was 25. You know, so when you grow and you mature and you look at life differently, you want different things. So the same things I wanted then, I don't want now. Vice versa. So I want to say that I'm a player, but I have had my episodes. I'm not gonna lie about that. So.
I was speaking more of a player of life and not so much on urban sense, because I don't know. My mom was a gangster, and I look back and think of it as when I was growing up. You know, she's had numerous businesses, and I got that entrepreneurial spirit from her. And I see myself looking for women, like you said, that kind of emulate or replicate how my mother was. You know, she was a businesswoman, but yet still she had the family nurturing side, but she was, a business entrepreneur, opportunist. She always tried to do better, be involved in stuff, you know, grow, constantly growth, you know, and I look for that in a woman. I want a woman that would, represent, you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
Be able to handle things, you know, if I got laid down or whatever, I know she'd be able to handle everything just like I would, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
Hold on, and also in saying that, sometimes a man is looking for a woman that provides the maternal stuff that he didn't get because his mama was a crackhead. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
On some real
issues. Yeah, that's true.
So you're looking for a nurturing woman, somebody who can help soothe the beast that's within you, or is able to help polish up some of the unpolished aspects. Wow, I can't believe this. We are down to the last minute of the show. We have been having a blast here. Before
I know, right?
Anything, Shakita, tell the good folks how they can find you and where they can find you.
Well, I'm all over the internet, and you can find me on Twitter, twitter.com/SouthernWinfrey. I got a couple of pages on Facebook. You can hit me up there. Just type in Shakita Winfrey, Shaketa Winfrey, and you can find me there. I'm mostly on Twitter. I'm not on Facebook like I used to. I'm on Twitter now. So if you really want to connect with me and talk, and, you know, I'll respond back, just hit me up on twitter.com, the other Winfrey.
All right. And Sir Kate did it, Elixir Love. Go on and tell him. Where can they find you, brother?
I ain't going to take 5 minutes. I'm going to tell you. worldmovement.com, worldmovementpublishing.com, Lamont Patterson on Facebook, World Movement Everywhere. You got it.
And, of course, that's for your boy, Pretty Tone. You know the Playerology movement. I came up with it. Put the word in, I show up. Playerology. Player, step your game up. Who is she and what is she to you? Now out on the market. Support your boy. And I just went back to the writing lab. I'm dropping my jewel in a couple months. Support the movement, y'all. We ain't got nothing but love for y'all, man. Peace, love. Join us next week. 2:30. You know how we do it from Canada Player Play.
Peace.
Back to life, back to reality.